It's On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. I probably don't need to say this, but just in case you haven't heard, the Atlanta Falcons will play the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl this weekend. It'll wind up as the Falcons' first Super Bowl win, or the Pats' fifth. Here to talk more about the game is GPB senior sports correspondent, John Nelson. Senior, of course, referring to your experience, not your age.
I apologize up front. My wife gave me this cold, so I'm sounding a little Lauren Bacallish today.
Well, there's worse people to sound like.
There you go.
Let's talk first about their chances.
Okay. And give me a context here.
Well, because you have Patriots fans saying it's going to be such a boring game. They would have been much happier if the Cowboys were playing and they had a real challenge, right? They feel as though this is in the bag, their fifth win.
That's because that's how they're wired. That it is preordained that the sun rises in the east. That we pay
tax. Have you ever seen the sun come up in the west?
No, I try to make sure that I'm awake a lot later than sunrise on a normal basis. We pay taxes sometime in April, and that the Patriots are preordained to win the Super Bowl. Just go to the Dan Shaughnessy column from the Boston Globe about how he's, and it's like, oh, aren't you cute and aren't you clever and no, you don't have a chance. Yeah, whatever. Okay, fine. But the line hasn't moved from 3.5, and that just basically means that Vegas is thinking that it's a push. So that's how I'm looking at the game. But I honestly think that the further away you get from a game in the 20s, meaning the Falcons are 12-0, I think, when they've scored more than 30, the higher scoring a game it's going to be, I think the Falcons have a better chance to win.
How did they succeed this year?
It's just when you have Matt Ryan, who is in some zone that has heretofore not been known, and you have as many throwing and running targets as he's had, you can't just pin your offense down to one guy. And defensively, when you have a defense that is as wired as it is to get after the guy with the football, you hit hard, you make statements early, and you lock down the stars on the other side and force the third and fourth options and too much time for the quarterback to think. It's a combination of factors. Tough defense, high-powered offense.
But look, our very own NPR's Morning Edition aired a commentary that said nobody's going to watch. The only prayer the NFL has for good ratings for the Super Bowl is Lady Gaga.
And because the Falcons are that unknown commodity, I would probably say that the ratings might be a little lower. It's like, oh, the Falcons? You know, why? If it was something known, and I'm using air quotes as I say it, like the Cowboys, like the Green Bay Packers, that are absolute money when it comes to viewership and goggles and people sitting there going, oh, Aaron Rodgers, ooh, Dak Prescott, ooh, you know, Ezekiel Elliott, Matt Ryan, it's kind of flown below the radar the entire year. For a team that's done as well as they have, for them to fly below the radar, once again using air quotes, you know, I think folks are in for an interesting surprise. I think it'll be a while for them to get to full song. I think the first quarter will be very low scoring. Then you'll see adjustments, and then things will go forward from there.
So there have been polls lately, which shows—
And we all know what polls are good for.
But listen—
Filling space.
That's fine, except that most Americans want the Patriots to lose.
Yeah.
And it appears that as of right now, the Patriots are the most hated team in the entire NFL. Only because they've been winning so much?
Well, and because of the personas that they give off. It's Brady. It's Belichick. It's all of that, you know, the whole I don't want to answer questions. It's very tab A, slot B-ish. I think it's a riot when Bill Belichick gives a press conference because— He wants to coach. He doesn't want to answer stupid
questions.
I'm just
here to fulfill my contract.
Yeah. It's like, I want to coach. I don't want to be here. I'm not going to tell you what my game plan is. And I've been in press conferences with coaches who've done this, and I just laugh sitting in the back knowing full well these coaches aren't going to give you their game plans. It's not their business to do it.
So you don't hate the Patriots?
No. I think that everybody has to have a heel. Everybody has to have a face when you're coming into a one-on-one matchup. The Patriots are the perfect heel villain. The Falcons come in here as this unknown commodity, and you have Matt Ryan and all these guys coming in here for this first time since 1999, and it's a fresh face for the NFL, and I would like to think that folks may embrace it for a change.
Is it possible that the very fact that it wasn't expected that the Falcons would be in the Super Bowl might work in their favor?
To a degree, but once again, I look at it as an extra week of preparation for Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots staff. It's going to be a tall order, but once again, I think the lower scoring game it's going to be, I think it favors New England. I'm looking something 27-23-ish. If it gets into the 30s, I think the Falcons have a better chance to win.
That's GPB senior sports correspondent John Nelson. The Atlanta Falcons face off against the New England Patriots Super Bowl 51 this Sunday night at 6:30. John, thanks as always.
Book 'em, Dano. We'll be right back.